This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I reveal a lot about myself. In fact, I think we're going to be doing my mammogram on film. Sorry, guys. You don't have to watch it. You don't have to watch it. Okay, just because I do it doesn't mean you have to watch it. But, you know, the pap smear, we didn't videotape that, did we? We stopped short of that. So, you know, the colonoscopy, they wouldn't let us videotape. So I'm pretty open about things. But if you've noticed, I've kept one thing very secret. I keep one thing covered out of public's eyes. You don't see it. I never let you see it. I stopped letting you see it years ago. No, not that. No, it's my feet. And I don't let people see my feet. I mean, I'll go in for a pedicure. I put my nicely pedicured toes on Facebook, but for the most part, I don't let you see my feet. My feet are ugly. They are ugly. They are horrible. And they used to be cute, as little cute toes. Actually, they were kind of long toes. But I have stubbed and broken and bruised and hangnailed and avulsed and done everything to these feet and these toes, and I don't know why it keeps happening. So that today, all I did was walk to the kitchen. And I guess something, I think I was cleaning up some cat throw up or whatever, and I bang my foot again on this. We have this big, beautiful silver table that apparently is a lot more solid than I thought. And I think I broke a toe again. I keep breaking my toe, and it's the right foot, because I lead with the right. So the right foot is the one that just always just seems to just get it. And my feet are just ugly. And remember, they're size 10. I've had size 10 feet ever since I was 13 years old. And that's why I don't get to wear sexy, cute footwear. For those of us big-footed women, when you go to the store and you see these gorgeous little pumps, you know, have you ever been to a shoe store? Okay, well, how it used to be with the shoe store. You'd walk into a shoe store. I know a lot of the Z's are like, you don't buy shoes online. No, what we used to do was there was a store, and there were shelves, and there would be a cute little pump, especially if it had little rhinestones or glitter or glitz. I'm like, ooh, I want that one, right? I'm like a fish. Ooh, I want that one. And it'd be so cute. And then you would call over a representative that worked there. And you would say, I want that in my size, because obviously you couldn't use what was there. And they would say, what size are you? And then I would say, I'm a size 10. They'd go, you sure you don't want to go to the men's section? And I'm like, no, just get, I want this pump. So like, I'll look for it, but... And then it come back going, we don't have it in your size. Like, why not? Because it doesn't look good. I go, well, give me a 9. I'll try to fit into a size 9. They look at my, really? They bring back, and a size 9 is still big. And the shoe's ugly. It doesn't look nice and cute when you have the length to it. And I'm like, well, I don't want these are ugly. I want that. And they're like, they don't make it look like that for big feet. You got big feet. Well, on top of that, the toes, I think, they're not equal, and they're kind of bent. Because when you break a toe, rule of thumb is, even though surgery can fix them, a lot of toes you just buddy tape and you just move about your day. I don't have time to go and get an x-ray and to go and get a toe fracture looked at. Now, mind you, you better. I mean, if you think you broke a toe, please go in and get seen, get an x-ray and all that. But over the years, I was just too busy. I'm a busy girl. I had patients to see. I was in training. I had kids running. I can't stop for a middle toe or a pinky toe or a ring finger toe. So you pull off your toe ring. I even stopped wearing toe rings. I haven't worn toe rings. Why should I buy them if I don't let people see my feet? So I'm right now suffering from, I think, another broken toe. My feet are ugly. I don't even want to go to the doctor. Because a lot of these doctors I know, a lot of them now are my former students. And I don't want them to see my feet. So the problem is I haven't gone back and done a pedicure. So before I let anybody see my feet so I could get an x-ray and get, you know, something done for my broken toe, I got to get my toenails done. Now, have you ever had a pedicure with a broken toe? Oh, it hurts. It hurts. And if the nail's fallen off, they can't do it. So I'm going to, like, pay extra money and try to get my toes all fixed. Okay, so anyway. So how do you prevent stubbing a toe? Well, there is prevention. Okay, one is look where you walk. That's pretty easy. Two, stop walking barefoot. Most of us stub a toe being barefoot. Now, I love being barefoot. I will barefoot walk for miles. I love being barefoot. I don't like shoes. I've never liked shoes. So at home, I immediately take them off. So if you're a toe stubber, you do that a lot. Put some shoes on. Put some clogs on. Make it a habit that every time you get up from your desk or get up from the couch, you throw on those slippers. We used to do that. I remember buying my father slippers. Nobody wears slippers anymore. But apparently he didn't want to walk along the house barefoot. Maybe it's because he would stub his toe all the time. I don't know. But maybe our barefoot walking is bad. I also wonder if maybe we start to have a disconnect with our brain and our toes. I'm not going to bang my knee. I'm not going to bang my boobies. And trust me, I think the boobies are out farther than the feet. But I bang the feet against something. Maybe neurologically we have a disconnect with the tippy toes. We know they're there. They hurt. The dog licks them. The cats bite them. We know they're there. But I think when we take that step, we forget. So I want you to start imagining that your feet are bigger than they are. And just, you know, start training yourself, because I don't think you can have feet that look like mine after breaking your toes millions of times. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We got Tom back again. Hey, Tom, I missed you, man. How you doing?
Well, as luck would have it, 5 minutes after I hung up with you, it hit me why that out-of-service thing was more than likely on that police vehicle, and here's why.
Oh, good. Let me just recap my listeners. Yeah, so I was driving behind an SUV cop car, and the reason why I noticed them is because I slowed down, right? And there were 2 stickers, one on the driver's door, one on the back hatch, and it was a big red sticker saying not in service. 2 stickers. And I wanted to go up to the cop and ask him, but, you know, again, you know, let sleeping dogs lie. I don't need another ticket. So I kind of let them do their thing and go ahead. So, Tom, yeah, what do you think's going on?
So you're in Vegas, here's where I'm putting my money. And if you would have walked up, I don't think you would have spoken to a cop, and here's why. When we put those cars in for service, either in the city shop or with an outside vendor, a lot of times the mechanics have to drive those vehicles to test them out after repairs. And I would put my money on the fact that that's probably more than likely what you were witnessing. A lot of times they'll also put a black hood over the light. So I think more than likely that...
I've seen that. I've seen the black hood over the light. I haven't seen a bunch of like stickers because I was late to the studio today. I could have sped up, but if I knew they really weren't in service, that's kind of good to know. So I think they need to be way more transparent about that because honestly, I could have gone to work faster.
They were, you're funny. They were probably magnetic type, slap-ons, and that way you don't run into a situation where you have people running up to a mechanic asking them to provide police service. So, again, that's where I'm putting my money.
That makes sense, right, Tom.
Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, man. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines this week is L.A. County School officials have ordered COVID-19 vaccinations for all students age 12 and older. This happened yesterday. They are the largest school district in the United States to take that dramatic step. According to Reuters, New York, New York Unified School District is, I think, the number one in terms of largest school district. But of their hundreds of thousands of students, I think they have about 400,000 students, 600,000 who are 12 or older that will qualify. Apparently, the Los Angeles School District vaccine policy applies to every one of them unless they can establish a medical or religious exemption. The board previously mandated that all employees be inoculated. The mandate does not apply to a small minority of students in the nation's second largest school district who have opted to remain home. 73% of the district students are Latino, they say, and board members said they would make efforts to convince immigrant parents of the safety of the vaccine, saying that many distrusted the government. Now, many people are asking if they could sue. Apparently, they say there were three parents that spoke at a meeting in opposition to forced vaccines. They spoke in Spanish and said they would be the ones making critical decisions about their children's health. You see, this isn't just, this isn't just one group of individuals who are against, or not against, but hesitant on the vaccines. We have people of all cultures, of all faith, of all backgrounds having concerns about these. And so a parent who identified himself as Juan said, can we sue the district if our child has secondary side effects that are negative? None of the board members responded to him. So, as Joe Biden had urged that schools be on board and all the governors work with him and parents' vaccine hesitancy is something that hasn't really been discussed a lot. We've been just saying vaccine hesitancy are the Trumpers or people who are whack jobs. That's what the media has tried to say. And I've been telling you guys, having been licensed in multiple states and talking to people who have been hesitant about the vaccine, they're not crazy. They have reasons, tons of reasons for them. One is they feel fine. They don't have health insurance. If they have a side effect, who pays for that? Who takes them to the hospital? And, if I answer, yeah, but if you get COVID, and they go, but I'm not. I'm staying home. I'm isolating. I'm doing everything, Or people asking about their natural immunity. Like we had Nathan, the respiratory therapist from Idaho, saying, I got COVID. I got COVID twice. I have natural immunity. Why do I want to jeopardize that or alter that? Now, that is a question. Will your natural immunity be jeopardized by a vaccine? We're being told it won't. We're being told these mRNA vaccines won't. But somebody questioning it isn't being illogical because the virus made you produce antibodies. A lab mRNA molecule induced body response to create these spike proteins that your antibodies need to learn is what the vaccine does. We think they're going to be copacetic. They'll be able to work together, the antibodies. But some worry that those antibodies will try to take over and be more of the antibody force than your natural immunity. Hard to say. I can't tell you 100%, guys. I think all those theories need to be entertained. That's what we do in science. We have open minds. And so you're having natural immunity. If it'll last long term and it'll stay strong, I'm for that. But studies are saying our natural immunity wanes. Studies are saying, let's say you got a really, really bad flu. And, you know, you're going to get the flu next year unless you get a vaccine. We've all seen that happen. Yet we've also seen that once you get the chickenpox, you don't get chickenpox again. You might get shingles, but you won't get chickenpox again. So sometimes your natural immunity is rock solid. Sometimes the immunity won't be long lasting. Either the virus changes too much or the body just doesn't make long lasting antibodies. So when you have, you know, these ideas of, you know, well, how do I know I'm not making a mistake? And people say the government is telling you to do something. People don't trust the government. Remember, I told you for years, everybody's been bashing, including the government, Big Pharma. Everybody's been against Big Pharma. I haven't been. I like pharmaceutical companies. I like the cancer drugs. I like that there's medications out there that we could use for cholesterol for our heart. So I trust a lot of pharmaceuticals. But that's not what the governments have done. That's not what public officials have done. We need to sue because of the opioid crisis. We need to sue. These pharmaceutical companies need to pay. And then all of a sudden, in 2020, end of 2020, okay, you guys have to get the vaccine. You just said the pharmaceutical companies are all about money and they need to pay and they need to... No, get the vaccine. In fact, didn't Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and didn't a bunch of them not want the vaccine that Trump was working on? Trump wasn't working on it. That Trump was working on making sure it was available. So when you see your president, your vice president say they're not getting it, and then you all of a sudden like you need to get it or you lose your job, it's just a really bad hypocritical stance on where we need to be from a public health standpoint. So when people ask, why are parents making a big deal about the COVID vaccine when these kids get mRNA, MMR, you know, polio vaccines, tetanus vaccines, things like that? Well, parents are, they have one job on this earth. And their job on this earth is to take care of their babies. Make sure their babies grow up. Make sure they made right, you know, make sure they do right by their babies. That's what a parent's job is as a parent. And so they don't want their kids getting COVID. But a lot of parents are concerned about the number of vaccines. There's a lot of them. And when nature designed our bodies and when God designed it or whoever you feel designed our bodies, natural immunity, our immune system is a very intricate system. And people who are immunocompromised are at a disadvantage from evolutionary standpoint and from a longevity standpoint. Those who aren't immunocompromised get to do better. And so parents know that their child's immune system is everything when it comes to infectious disease. Vaccines help. But if they're not convinced that a new vaccine that is getting rushed to be studied in their population is going to be better for their kid than natural immunity, they're not going to be on board. What I tell parents is I don't trust this virus. I don't want your kid getting the virus at all. So I would go for the vaccine, but I agree it needs to be studied. And it's going to take a lot more convincing when we're looking at parents. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be in New York City's Lower Manhattan tomorrow for the ceremony commemorating the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The ceremony includes the reading of the names of the nearly 3,000 people who were killed on 9/11. There will be moments of silence and bell tolls. The ceremony will largely be similar to what it has been in the past. This as Senator Chuck Schumer is in Manhattan to discuss the 9/11 First Responder and Survivor Health Funding Correction Act, the Senate Majority Leader explaining the reason the bill needs to be passed.
The number of people sick and dying has greatly increased, and the cost of medical care, which we don't want to skimp on for one nickel, greatly increased. So we need more dollars now.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans are continuing to push back on President Biden's call for vaccine mandates.
The Republican National Committee says it will sue the Biden administration over the COVID vaccine mandates that the president announced on Thursday. In a statement, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel called the mandate unconstitutional and said that the RNC would sue when it goes into effect to protect Americans and their liberties. The president announced Thursday that all federal workers and contractors would be required to get vaccinated, along with new rules from the Department of Labor that would require employers with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccinations or perform weekly testing. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
U.S. travelers who aren't vaccinated against the coronavirus are facing new restrictions in France, the country now requiring a negative COVID-19 test before traveling. That's in addition to a 7-day quarantine after entering France if the traveler has an essential reason for being there. This comes after France moved the U.S. and Israel down to its orange list. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When I was in college, I made $4 an hour. Maybe $4.15 an hour. It was for something. I think that was minimum wage in the 90s. And I made good on it. I mean, I was able to support myself on it. Had to work a lot of hours for $4 an hour, but I was able to make it. And I remember that some people that were going to college and were in the hotel college were able to get $10 an hour jobs. I was like, whoa, $10 an hour, that's the big time. That is the big time money. So yeah, when I got out of medical school and I started doing moonlighting, and I was able to make $60 to $65 an hour, man, I just thought, whoa, I was rolling in it. And it was something that I would have never imagined, you know, and I thanked God. I thanked my employer and I started, you know, working to paying off all the money I owed. And now the apartment, I remember taking on a 6-month lease and not having to panic about that 6-month lease and being able to, you know, make my rent. And it was, you know, hubby still had buku student loans. And, you know, it was probably the first time I breathed easy from a money standpoint. Nowadays, though, we're still struggling from a minimum wage standpoint. And we're struggling maybe for a variety of reasons. Maybe it should have gone up this whole time. A lot of experts say, yeah, it would have already been at the $26 an hour range. Others are, well, yeah, the society and the economy dictates the wages. But there's a lot of pressure right now for companies to pay people more. And understandable, the $7.25 an hour just can't cut it. If it barely cut it for me 30 years ago, how the heck is that cutting it for people now? On top of the inflation, on top of now these restaurants with gouging prices and these retail with gouging prices, it's horrible. So $15 an hour has been kind of the goal. That's where the goalposts have been moved now. So it's $15 an hour that a lot of places are shooting for. And sadly, that's not enough either. Whether it's not enough to support somebody or it's not enough to entice a worker, that's not working. And for those people that own businesses and that run businesses and have employees, they're looking at everything going on. It's a little scary. And they're looking at things as, if I'm already getting gouged in terms of supply, I'm getting gouged in terms of rent, I'm getting gouged in terms of taxes, you know, now I have to pay for people to be off work for days if they don't feel good from the vaccine, whether they can prove it or not. It's making people panic. Now, big companies, I don't know if they're panicking. My guess is all companies do, even if they're making buku bucks because somebody gets fired if, you know, their bottom line changes. But what big companies are doing is they're trying to entice and get the labor from the small guys. And how could they do that? Can they pay them more? Well, they have paid them more. And we're finding that even $15 an hour isn't enough to get people to come and work. People don't like to work. A lot of them don't. I love to work. I'm a workaholic. But, you know, we kind of are getting a little lazy. We've been off work. We've gotten to work from home. So, you know, even me, I could have probably worked the 12-hour shift seeing 60 patients. I don't think I could do that again on my feet. Here I am 30 years later. I'm old. So, well, 25 years. 25 years. Or 25 years. Okay, yeah. I'm a lot younger than you think. I'm a lot older than you think, too. So Amazon is going to step things up, sweeten the pot, by paying the full cost of college tuition, including books and fees, for 750,000 hourly U.S. employees. They are the largest U.S. company, according to CNBC, to dangle these perks. It's a very competitive job market right now. It shouldn't be competitive, but it is. And so the e-commerce giant wants to follow the lead of other large U.S. companies. I think Target is doing that, Walmart. And starting in January, they're going to cover the cost of college tuition, fees, and textbooks for hourly employees if they have worked 90 days employment. It'll also begin covering high school diploma programs, GEDs, English as a second language certifications for employees. Operations workers include employees in Amazon's sprawling network of warehouses and distribution centers. They say the benefit will apply to hundreds of education institutions across the country. Now, that doesn't mean Harvard, but there's a lot of online schools and I think in-person schools this will go to. Amazon previously offered to pay 95% of tuition fees and textbooks for hourly associates through its career choice program. So this isn't new to them. But now that Walmart and Target said they're going to beef up their education benefits, Target said they're going to cover the cost of associate and undergrad degrees at select schools. Walmart in July said it would pay 100% of college tuition and books for associates of Walmart and Sam's Club. Amazon is going to now also do a full bachelor's degree if you've been working there for 90 days. They're also giving sign-on bonuses for new employees up to $3,000. So Amazon CFO Brian Olsavsky told analysts and investors after the company's second quarter earnings report in July that the competitive labor market is leading to higher costs. He said, we're spending a lot of money on signing and incentives, and while we have very good staffing levels, it's not without a cost. It's a very competitive labor market out there. So Amazon's been on a hiring spree. They brought in 500,000 employees in 2020. In May, Amazon said it's going to hire 750,000 workers across its warehouse delivery network. The jobs offer starting wage of $17 an hour, but looks like might not be enough. So what these college programs do is, and again, I haven't read the fine line, but my guess is they pay as long as you're an employee. So if you want to get a college degree and you don't like your job, you leave, they're not going to continue to pay your college. So that almost forces you to make, you know, to think twice about leaving. Because people quit left and right. No notice. They're like, I'm out of here. But if you're actually taking college classes and they are paying per semester, and then you need to find somebody else to pick that up, or you have to pay for it if you leave your job. So it almost kind of solidifies and cements you in. And you know within 90 days if you want that job or not. I think 90 days, honestly, I could tell if a job is going to work within a week or two. You pick up on the toxicity right away. You pick up if somebody's trying to screw you over right away. You might be stuck if you're in a contract, but for the most part, you know. So by 90 days, if you're going to stick with them, then, you know, realize if you start to do this college program, then you're in it for the long haul. You could always quit the job, but then you'll probably lose the college. Or you won't lose the progress you made, the credits, but... So read the fine line. But this just shows that companies are busting their butts on figuring out how to keep people. This is also going to drive automation. One is this stuff is costly. But two is I think we all, as retail, food, entertainment, we realize things can't work without people. And people can quit at a moment's notice. And you are being basically held by the whatever at their mercy. And so I think we're going to see a lot of businesses try to diminish the dependency they have on humans so they could keep working and operating. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guys, we are back with Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. So Biden had some tough talk. I know a lot of you had said, well, I wish he would talk that tough to the Taliban, but he had some tough talk. He does not like the unvaccinated, right? He got pretty grumpy, right? And one thing that just struck me when we start to talk about this, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more, is how his anger and the attacks and the crossfire is catching business owners. And business owners have now become the focal point, and I guess they could be fined up to $14,000 per per infarction. I have to double check exactly what this $14,000 fine is. I was hoping it was just a one-time $14,000 fee, but trust me, it's going to be more. If an employer does not mandate that their employees vaccinate. Now, that could be a religious exemption, because in the Bible, there are phrases and texts where you're not supposed to be taking a role such as that. But that's for the biblical scholars to decide. But, you know, I'm vaccinated. I chose to be vaccinated. I'm glad it was a choice. I don't want anybody to think I got vaccinated because I felt forced. I wanted to do it. I got vaccinated. But there's a lot of people out there that have hesitancy, which we've spoken about, for a whole variety of reasons. And some of them understandable. But employers now, with all the crap they have to deal with, labor shortage, rising prices, they now have a threat from the government to turn around. They got their orders from the big regime to turn around and now tell their employees and force their employees to do what they want or they're out. And people say, well, the employees aren't forced because they could quit. Not entirely. When the whole industry and the whole country is now under those rules, you're basically taking away a person's right to work. Mind you, I'm pro-vaccine, but I'm against all that crap. No. This is America, for crying out loud. So why do the employers have to be taking this on? Now, somebody would say, well, because they can't. That's the easiest way to do this. Rather than the government go directly against every employee, rather than the governors, rather than the city officials or the mayor, it's easier to, again, you're getting a whole army. You're organizing a whole, you're weaponizing and deputizing is probably the only word I could think of, instilling this authority into now people that don't even want the authority. Now, as an employer, I don't have 100 employees, so this doesn't apply, but I don't want to force somebody to have something shoved up their nose, to have somebody take a vaccine. I don't want to force it. Now, if somebody wants to show me that they have antibodies, is that okay? I mean, does that, they have antibodies? They have proof that they've had some sort of antibody and immunity towards COVID? Apparently that doesn't count. It has to be exactly the way the government says. It has to be a vaccine. Even if you have natural immunity, it has to be a vaccine. And it has to be, and if not, you need to subject to weekly testing. If your boss doesn't do it, that boss gets in trouble. I don't like that. I don't like bosses being pitted against their employees. Now, again, some of you are saying it's about time. This should have happened long ago. You support Biden. That's fine. Others, pretty mad. Hey, there's already, you know, riots going on, or not riots, but protests and things like that. But one topic that is starting to come up is, wait a second. I'm vaccinated, you're vaccinated, we're vaccinated. But we're being told that the immunity doesn't last, so we need to get a booster. So for those of us who are vaccinated, watching all this craziness going, well, whew, at least I'm in the clear. The government's not going to come after me. I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm not going to be turned away from a restaurant. What happens in 2 weeks or 2 months? Are you going to be considered an unvaccinated? When you lose your immunity, are you now one of them? Well, according to all these rules, you are. And so, if you are on the side of get them. Yeah, they shouldn't go to school. They shouldn't go to a restaurant. They shouldn't. Remember, you're going to have to probably get that booster. So then again, you're back on the safe side of the road. Now, some of you got the vaccine and said, good, I'm done, I'm never doing that again. You might have to. For me, I'm fine getting the third shot. I'm fine getting the booster. I really don't want to get COVID. I don't like COVID. I would rather the booster be having some of these mutations, these common mutations we've seen for the last year or two. But you know what? I'll take what we have. But a lot of you guys are going to be unvaccinated. Just and under-vaccinated. Just realize that. So don't blow off the booster, and you need to be prepared for that. Meanwhile, though, it looks like the employers have to keep track of all that. On top of this, employers have to pay for you to be off work when you, it's supposed to be paid leave if you don't feel good after the shot. So if you get the vaccine and you don't feel good, they have to do paid leave that whole time. Now, it is supposed to be given to employers in the form of a tax credit. I think employers can get up to $511 per day, which is a really nice tax credit. But employers right now are thinking about the spring of 2022 and filing their taxes. They're thinking about how do they hire and staff for the weekend? How do they teach their students when they're running out of subs? Who's going to be the bus driver? You know, but before Biden did this, I hope he realized that we are in one of the biggest labor shortages we've ever had. And we already have businesses and schools and hospitals crippling. So mandating people go run and get their vaccine, and mind you, trust me, getting COVID puts that person out of work. But if the person had COVID twice, like we just heard from that respiratory therapist, and if they, you know, it's their choice, and they're testing negative for COVID, I mean, do we really have to keep beating people up? But what happened yesterday with the path out of the pandemic not only put the eye of Mordor on the unvaccinated, but on every single employer now. Now, a lot of employers already have that. They go, look, we already have vaccinated or weekly testing. We already have that. But a lot of other employers, they're struggling. And you might have a few different stores, and you might have 10 people here, 10 people there, 10 people. I mean, you know, being an employer with 100 employees, that's kind of a big business to me. That's not, I don't think, small business. But what's going to happen next? Are they going to then go after the small business owners? And personally, I have a very tough time telling a mother, a single mom of four kids, that she can't have a job with me. Next question is unemployment benefits going to be affected? If you're unvaccinated and lost your job, are you going to get unemployment benefits? Now, right now, you can. But if half the world is saying, no, 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 this is your fault, why should we pay for your unemployment benefits? Then those could be up next. So I really want the government to slow down on these attacks. You know, luckily Delta's going to hopefully go away soon. We're already starting to see the cases start to drop, God willing. But, you know, kind of rethink about who you're going after. 1-877-DOCTOR.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.